just hug and high five the people around you. Introduce yourself to some people you don't know.
Good morning, In His Presence Church. How you guys doing? You awake? You excited to be in the house? Amen. Amen. Well, I just want to extend a special welcome to all of our first-time guests right now. If you're visiting with us this morning for the very first time, we're so glad that you came out to join us, and we want to send each one of you home with a blessing bag. Now, inside those blessing bags, you're going to find a CD message from Pastor Mel, and you're also going to find this jar of delicious white honey, and on the jar, it reads, "A sweet reminder of your visit here at In His Presence Church." So, if that's you, you're a first-time guest, and you want to receive one of these blessing bags, it's easy. All we ask you to do right now is raise your hands high where we can see them. Church, let's welcome our guests. Great to have you here with us this morning. Yes, go ahead and keep your hands raised high. We want to make sure that all of our ushers can see you. They're bringing around some brochures to you that look just like this. And when you get yours, go ahead and open it up. You'll find a lot of really great information about our church, the vision, and what we believe here. And then if you turn all the way to the back of that brochure, you'll find a little guest welcome card that looks just like this. And that's for you. Just take a few minutes to fill it out with some information. Then you'll hold on to it until after the service. And then on your way out in the lobby, you'll see a first-time guest table. You'll just go right up there. Someone will be ready and waiting for you, and they'll exchange this card for a blessing bag. All right, so church, let's give him one big warm welcome again. Great to have you here. It's going to be an amazing service. And I just have a few announcements before we get underway here. Our dance ministry, One Body, is holding auditions this coming next Sunday, September 11th, and it's at 4 o'clock, but it's not here. It's at Time for Class Dance and Fitness Studio in Chatsworth. So if you would like to audition for One Body Dance, then you can pick up information, application, and all that good stuff at the information desk in the lobby. And then also, we have our men's conference coming up pretty soon. Any men in the house ready and excited for this? Yeah, it's coming up September 28th, 29th, and October 1st, excuse me. So men, if you are if you're ready to go, you want to sign up and get more information about this, you can check it out also at the information desk in the lobby. And that's it for me. So let's welcome our pastor.
Thank you, Samantha. Thank you so much. How's everybody doing? Praise the Lord. Happy Labor Day weekend. Amen. Hey, guys, by the way, you know, we're having a conference called The Fighter. It's called The Fighter. And we're going to see a bunch of men become fighters in building the kingdom of God. Sugar Ray Leonard's already sent me some gloves and shorts, and he's already autographed it for us. We're going to be giving that away to somebody. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have some people come that's heavyweight champion of the world, and it's going to be good. I'm not going to tell you who it is. But you come, make your plans, make sure you put it on your schedule. Everybody say The Fighter. All right. Are you ready to give? Yeah. Come on, did you come ready to give? Yeah. You know, with all the investing in the world today, I don't know, what do you make on your CD in the bank? 1%, 2%? It's like so lame, right? It's like nothing. Stock market's going up and down crazy. You could lose everything. If God was asking you for 90%, I'd hang out with you and go, well, that's too much. But God is saying that He'll pour Himself out to you, all that He is, for a tenth of your increase. You can get all of God, 30, 60, and 100-fold for a tenth of your increase? Come on. This is the greatest deal ever. This is the greatest deal ever. If you've never tithed before, I encourage you. Look, the world's going to change. It's going to go up and down sideways, but God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The deal with Him is that His economy never fails. He'll never run out of resources for you. He'll never stop taking care of you. He'll never be a comforter to you. He'll never run out of peace in hard times. He'll never run out of beauty for ashes. God will always be faithful. And He's saying, I want you to bring a tenth into the kingdom and love my house and help build my church. Help build my house so that I can bring people into it. It can be a light in a dark place. If you've never tithed before, I encourage you to get involved with God in his economy because it continues to soar. So make sure your trust is not in the Lord. I mean, in the world, make sure your trust is in the Lord. How many are tithers? Just lift up your envelope right now, your tithers. Come on. If you're not a tither, I'm talking to you. I know I'm preaching to the choir to a lot of people, but I'm talking to you. If you're not a tither, if you start today, if you just begin, like Dr. Dave said last week, do it for 90 days. If nothing changes, stop it. God said it'll work. God said he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you can't even receive, be too much for you. Amen? Amen. Okay, are you ready to say our confession? Let's stand, lift our envelopes to the Lord. Now, why are we saying this confession? Because we found out as the church, we're not supposed to just believe for our own needs to be met. We should be resources for other people. We should help other people, pay other people's mortgage, help other people in hard times, make sure other people have more than enough. Amen? Our jobs probably don't allow us to do that. Most jobs don't give you that much. But God can get it into our hands and other streams of resources. Amen? Let's pray that God would do that in our life so that we could be a blessing. Are you ready? Here we go. As we give into this offering. That's right. Raises and bonuses. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Interest and income. Come on. Bills paid off. Bills decreased. Blessings and increase. Generosity. Increased capacity. Witty inventions. Creative ideas. Words of knowledge and wisdom. Thank you. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. We're believers. Amen. Let's give in faith today. By the way, if you're looking to, your kids are looking to go into college and you're thinking, hey, maybe college isn't such a great idea. We have a 2-year program here called His Interns. And college isn't for everybody. Sometimes people go there and lose their minds and lose everything. And some parents don't want to send their kids to college and some kids don't want to go. But it's just like the American way. You come out of high school, you go to college. But we have a 2-year program here where they can come and they can learn under some of the greatest leaders ever in the history of the church. They can learn if they want to be praise and worship leaders, songwriters, they want to write great songs for God. They want to learn media, they want to learn sound, they want to learn administration. They want to get under pastors. I teach something in His Interns. I spend 2 hours with them, and we talk about everything that has to do with church and pastoring. We give them special attention. So if that's something your children might be looking forward to, or you don't have to be a kid. I know guys that are 45 that are coming and going to be interns in this program. So make sure if that's something you want to do, go to the Information Center and learn more about it. Call Pastor Jesse, and he'll tell you about His Interns. It's a great program starting up soon. It's this next week, but you can still get in. All right, Acts 1.